Hello, welcome to Pinecones and Moonstones, the podcast where science, witchcraft, and history combine. I'm Cassie.
And I'm Desiree.
And this week is a special New Year's episode. Woo!
mostly about... I gotta turn that on silent. About intention setting.
Mm-hmm.
And... Well, yeah, I guess that summarizes.
Yeah, pretty much all of it.
All the witchcraft that we do is intention setting.
Yeah, but it's fun stuff you can do with, like, spells and tarot and whatever else for New Year's, I think, which will be good. And then we can share our intentions, and then we can make a graphic for everybody else to tell us theirs.
I didn't figure out mine yet.
I haven't figured out all of them. I have, like, a couple.
I have to sit down. I took apart my altar, and I moved everything, and I haven't put it all back together yet because things have been, like, so chaotic. So I have part of it sitting on my desk, and then I have another part of it sitting next to the TV. I have no place to read any of my cards. I have no place to light any candles, so I'm just sort of, like, itching to get in there and kind of set it up a little bit, because I also, for my birthday, got my aunt gave me the Literary Witch's Oracle.
I've been looking at those.
Yeah, because I've got nowhere to lay them down except for on my bed, and that feels weird.
Yeah, I put a giant spread in the tarot challenge, and I haven't done it yet because it's not going to fit on my lap desk, so it's going to have to be on the couch awkwardly.
I used to do
stuff in our floor.
Oh, never mind. Lots of puppers.
Fluffy puppers.
The cat. Well, I'm used to the cat getting up on whatever I'm reading on anyway. Just as long as her fluffy tail stays away from the candles, I'm good. I have to, like, keep them. So normally what I'll do if I'm lighting a candle is I'll have to keep it small, and then I'll put it inside of a giant cauldron that I have so that, like, it's double protected from tail fluff. And then I have to keep bisking her out of there, like, psk, 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 all the time, trying to get her off.
Yeah. I think to technically have an actually clean floor, I'd need to vacuum twice a week, and I vacuum, like, twice a month. So I don't think I would put anything on the floor.
I can't. Ever since I lived in that really shitty house in Everett with the rats that, like, we could not get rid of no matter what we did, I have been obsessively cleaning our floors, especially living rooms. I don't know why. Like, it's okay if my kids' room is kind of a mess, but the living room, we vacuum every day and we sweep. And sometimes we vacuum twice a day because my husband and I work in the garage. And then when we come in from the garage to the living room, there's sawdust. So we'll get a little more, so I'll have to vacuum that too. But yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I broke my vacuum. I vacuumed so much. So now I have to save up and get another one.
That's lame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worthless.
I would vacuum more. When we had hardwood, I vacuumed once a week. But it's carpet. You
see it.
Yeah, because you see
the fur
piles.
Yeah.
But this is that, like, pilling carpet. So, like, when it gets a pick, the whole thing goes, kind of a thing. Like, normal apartment carpet, basically.
Yeah, cheap. We have that, too.
Cheap, and it hides their fur, which is also a problem because Buttercup's fur can stab you in the foot. Like, through your skin, like, stab you. I've pulled pieces of her hair out of the bottoms of my feet, like, multiple times. Because it's so wiry.
That's crazy.
That it doesn't, like, bend. It just goes, like, yeah. Yeah, it's like that. And it's only her gray fur, the part that has the undercut. It's never, like, the white fur or the velvety pit bull fur. It's just the weird fur that we don't know what it is.
Maybe she's porcupine.
I don't know. It fucking hurts, though. But, yeah, I don't think I would put them on the floor. Also, Jackson would probably try to lick them, and that would not be good.
Okay, so we've settled that you need a large, flat surface to become your new working altar.
Yeah, well, we're moving the dining room table into the other room, so I'll have, like, a craft table for soaps and shit. So
that's a good idea.
I'm gonna use it, I think.
You know, in theory, that sounds great. I would love to have my altar and stuff in with my workshop because I'm always in there and it's, like, my area. but I get wax on literally everything. There is not, like, you can tell when I've been in there because it's all over my clothes. It's all over my shoes. I'll bring in, it'll be on my hands. I'll bring something out of the garage, like onions. We had onions in the garage, and I brought the bag in, and they had wax on them. And my husband's like, how do you do that? Like, they were under something away from it, and I still got wax on them.
So, I get soap on everything when I make soap on the stove. Because it's just, it drips, and I'm trying to pour it into molds.
Yeah.
And it's just everywhere. So, yeah. I don't know. But we have a bookcase in there, so that's where most of my stuff is, altar-wise. I don't really have one. It's mostly the bathroom, because I'm in there with the weed and the fan.
You could get one of the candles that sit across your bathtub and just do it on there.
No, the dogs would get it.
No, I can't help
dog you. Height is terrible.
I'm used to keeping kids off of stuff.
Yeah, it's the opposite for dog. Like, you don't want it in weird places because that's when they'll find it.
Well, table it is then, I guess. Okay, anyway, back to what I don't even remember how we got on that topic.
I don't know. I'm high, guys.
New Year's intention setting.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, the way I usually do it is with, like, candles. Like, I do normal intentions for the new moon or something. I usually do it with candles and, like, write them all down. I can't set anything on fire in our apartment besides, like, a candle or incense. So, I don't really burn it. Usually, I just throw it away afterwards so that it's out of the house.
That makes sense.
And I guess it works.
Do you, is it for you when you're intention setting, is it a word or is it a phrase or how do you pick that?
Usually it's a phrase, I think. Ooh, there we go. The microphone messed up.
I'm not even using a microphone.
I tried to because I don't know if it'll record you twice while you're talking because it's recording on my end, you know? And so the microphone has the headphones and stuff in it, so it keeps the playback from happening.
I rely on you for all of this, so whatever you're doing is good. Don't talk to me. So for New Year's intention setting, I don't know why, but personally, I like considering the actual end of the year. And so, like, some people will say that the witch's New Year would be Yule.
Oh, yeah.
But
I've heard Samhain, too.
Yeah, well, it kind of depends on how you swing it. But for me, there's a lot. I don't like the holiday of New Year's. I don't know why. I just never, like, I don't know why. It makes me, I never have a good time. I've been to, like, one New Year's party. I don't really like it. But I think that symbolically, it's pretty inescapable that everybody sort of feels like it's this, oh, fresh start. We're going to, you know, jump into this new year doing whatever. So for me, the new year is really is a good intention setting time. And what I normally like to do, and some years I haven't done this, but I'll pick three words for the coming year that kind of embody the feelings that I would like to invoke inside of myself over the coming year. So, or three words of things I want to bring into my life or whatever it is. And then over the whole year, I will sort of redirect my focus continually back into those three words. And then for actually setting them, I mean, I've done obviously candles, you know, you inscribe them on a candle or you can put it on a piece of paper and then burn it. Or if you can't burn anything, another one I do quite a bit is I write it on a little piece of paper and then put it underneath the candle to charge it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then I just keep it in a special place. Or I've also done it where I charge it underneath the candle and then I put it inside a plant and then, like, grow it with the plant, kind of.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I've done that.
What your words are. If it's things that you want to, you know, release from your life, then you probably don't want to be growing it in the plant in your house, but
yeah. I usually do, like, I'm a weird planner person and we've discussed this before, so I usually do something for, like, every aspect of, like, my categories for life, kind of a thing. And I try to pick, like, one thing I don't want to continue doing and one thing that I want to do or, like, continue. It could either be a new thing or, like, continue. So, like, for witchcraft stuff, it's a lot of tarot, I think, this year, which is not really weird. I like doing tarot stuff. But, and then I have some for, like, school and stuff. So I feel like the non-witchy ones, I don't really do anything for. Like, there's no ceremony or anything. I just kind of write them down in my planner. Mm-hmm. But the witchcraft-related ones, I usually use a candle that, like, relates to it if I have a deity one or something, or just, like, my favorite one. Mm-hmm. And when we lived in the apartment and I could burn things, the apartment in Huntsville and I could burn things, I would burn it. But yeah, usually I just throw it away afterwards.
I've also, some years when I don't know if anyone knows this about me, but I'm super indecisive. Like, it's a serious problem. I cannot commit to things on my own because I can always think of so many, like, alternative what ifs that I just can't do it.
So you have the Sagittarius gone bad side.
I can't.
Where instead of the starting a billion things, it's like you're
I can
too many possibilities to,
but,
like.
My husband will send me to the store. He'll be like, I need you to pick up mayonnaise. And then I get to the store and there's 70 kinds of mayonnaise. And then I start having this inner crisis of, well, what if he didn't mean the kind of mayonnaise that I thought he meant? Maybe I need to call him and double check. So he's used to, when I go to the store, I will call him 7 times to make sure that it is exactly what he's looking for. And he knows that if he just tells me to pick, I can't do it. I literally cannot do it. I, like, freeze. But when it comes to my own personal projects, I can do a fucking billion things. But when it comes to anything for other people, I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I can commit to that. They're trying to pin me down. I can't do it. So some years when I can't commit to 3 words for an entire year, I will split it into months and just go month by month. So I'll pick my one for January. And then normally I try to coincide it with the moon. So I sort of just do one, you know, kind of one big ritual regarding the moon phase. And then February, I'll pick a different word. And I don't have to pick all the words in January, I'll pick them month to month. That way,
yeah,
I don't get stuck into one. Because sometimes I don't want to have a year-long goal. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I change my mind a lot. I'm gonna change my mind again. So, but then some years I'm very, like, dedicated to these words. Normally, when it has to do with building up my self-confidence and that kind of thing, I'll commit to these year-long words. But sometimes I'm like, oh, no, I can't. I just can't think that far ahead, so. Why are you laughing?
I don't know. I'm high. I do think it's funny. Okay. I haven't had pot in a long time because I decided to just not do it for December when I had finals and everything. Which was dumb because I should have waited until my period was over and then stopped. But I started again yesterday. So it was like the first time in like 30 days that I've had any. And I was just like, so I had like 2 hits and I'm like, oh, wow.
Having a good time. Good time, Cassie.
Yeah. With my billionaire's tears mug that my mom got me.
I saw the picture of that. That's good. Also, if you're like me and you have a hard time pinning something down, and this kind of leads into our second topic, one way you can sort of set yourself up for your year-long intention setting is by finding your tarot card of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Help funnel you down into a goal. You can literally just Google tarot card of the year, and there's like 70 different ways to come up with what that card is. But they all kind of lead to the same basic principle. So you can also do this to find your birth tarot card, which I told you about the other day.
Yeah.
I got,
which is pretty fitting.
Yeah. The most, straightforward, easy to understand versions of this come from Lily Tarot and Biddy Tarot, which I like to use Biddy Tarot quite a bit for resources just because it's, super easily indexed, like, so easy to find the information you're looking for. But basically you take, and this goes for birth or this year, you take whatever year it is that you want to find out. So if you're trying to find your birth tarot card, you'll put your birth year plus the month plus the day. and then you reduce that down until the end result is less than 22. So if your end result is 19, you're going to leave it because there is a 19th tarot card. But you can reduce it down to get a base tarot card, which is how I got two for you when we were talking about birth cards yesterday.
Okay.
So a lot of people will say you have to, so you add, you know, 1986 plus 11 plus 26, and then that'll give you the sum, and then you add those numbers together to...
Oh, okay, so that's, I'm like, trying to figure out how to do it to make it a number below.
And then once you get, so some people will end up with like 14. Now you can either keep 14 because 14 is a number in the tarot, or you can add 1 and 4 to get 5, which would be like a base card. So you could technically give yourself 2 cards, or you could just keep it 1.
I'm trying to figure out. Oh, damn. Okay. Apparently, so, mine for the year is justice.
For this year?
Apparently.
I can see you getting a little political justice happening.
I mean, that would be great, but Trump is still going to be in the White House through the calendar year, so... Wow.
So, I mean, you can actually find out, obviously, your birth card, and then you can go back. I thought it would be fun to kind of go back to the last few years, figure out what your card would have been for 2019 and see if it applies, like, to how your year went, you know? And then, obviously, if you find whatever your card's going to be for the next coming year, you can use that. One, if it's a card that maybe you feel has a negative aspect, like mine, my birth cards are the Tower and the Chariot.
Which was fitting.
Yeah, but it makes me mad. Like, come on, man, give me a break. But so if you want to bring things into your life that maybe sort of counteract those constant push and pull energies that you might have, that's a good way to give you an idea, I guess. Or if you like the card that you got, you can sort of pick words that go with that to help, you know, prop it up. Joanna DeVoe, who has a podcast, and she has a few online programs that I've actually used many times, and I'll actually probably do another one. She splits it up into the Wheel of the Year in different sections, so you can kind of jump in and out as you want. She has a couple episodes on her show about finding your card of the year and sort of how you can apply that to whatever you're doing over the next year. She also has, I want to say for the January, like winter to spring transition module, she actually has a thing where she also has you pick words for the coming year. And then she has you like make your own little crafty candle to sort of have a, like a mini ceremony about dedicating yourself to that. And it's actually really neat. Her stuff's all very simple, very fun. So I like to use her as a resource also when I'm feeling uninspired. And if you haven't listened to her podcast, she's like the most excitable lady ever. So
which
if you're
podcast
real,
is hers?
Hippie Witch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I
follow
love
her on Instagram all the time.
She's the sweetest lady too. I've talked like, you know, I've been doing her group thing for probably 8 years on and off. And I'll still go back and do the same module with them again occasionally. And it's like, I still am getting stuff out of it. So it's really cool. And she has a book, called, what's it? Something about prosperity. It's a prosperity magic book that she put out. That's actually really interesting. Or the mature, I don't remember. Now I got to look it up. Don't quote me on that. I'll find it. But a lot of her stuff is good resources, and her podcast is really fun. She's super excited. Yeah. Like, you can't be sad when you listen to Hippie Witch, I think.
Yeah, I like it. It's one of the first ones I, like, found besides Betwixt and Between.
Mm-hmm.
Books. Let's see. The Rich Witch.
Yeah.
7 Portals of Prosperity.
Yep, that was a good one. I'm trying to think of what else say. She's just got a lot of stuff on there that...
Yeah, her website's cool as fuck.
Yeah. And she does all her own drawings and art, and she's just such a, like, happy... And she's not, definitely not Wiccan. She's very just, like, intention-based kind of
a... Yeah.
And so she's, I mean, it's... Even if you're not... sold on intention stuff. If you listen to a lot of her episodes about law of attraction, it's pretty helpful, I think. Like, pretty life-changing for me as of 8 years ago, diving into this right after I had a baby and postpartum depression and not feeling it at all. And now I'm making shit on my own, telling other people how to make shit. So,
yeah. Okay.
Find out what my card for the year would be for this next year.
Mine for this year was the Wheel of Fortune, and that's fairly accurate.
Yeah?
Yeah, so next year is Justice, and I'm just like, all right, well, we'll see how that goes.
2 + 5 + 7. Oops. 2 + 5 + 7. Not 77, 7. So I have 14 or 5.
14 or 5. 5 is the Hierophant, isn't it, or is that 6?
And that's what Marley's birth card is the Hierophant.
No wonder she thinks ghosts are side quests.
No wonder she loves rules so much. Yeah.
Temperance. Temperance is 14.
Oh, come on.
That's the Sagittarius card.
The card follows me everywhere. And I feel like it's my mother. Mother's favorite thing was like, all things in moderation. And that is not my style.
Well, I mean, some of it's also like duality, blending, and guidance, and guardians, and random shit like that. It all seems, like, happy.
But mostly telling me to slow my roll and not burn out.
I mean, as someone who burned out before the semester was half over, that's a good advice sometime.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh! Yeah, I put my, whole shop, I deactivated all of the listings. And I've not set foot in my workshop for at least a week. I have not done anything. Nothing in there. I've just, like, been letting it sort of sit. I don't know how I feel about it right now. I'm a little, like, torn between. I want to come up with a plan for the year. But like I said, I haven't done any readings. I haven't read for myself. Normally, I used to do one, like, every day. I haven't done any readings for myself because everything's all disorganized. I did a few readings in December that were paid client readings. And then I ran out of time because I scheduled so many markets. It was a terrible idea. And they weren't even, like, I didn't hit my goal for a lot of the markets because, like, it's a job. I have to set a monetary goal to, you know, pay my bills. So it was disappointing that I put so much work into all of these and, like, stressing myself out to get there and make sure everything got done. And then we saw all this Christmas shit and then did not hit that goal. So I just, like, cut it off. I'm like, I'm not going to think about it. And then once I get all this stuff put away, I can kind of sit down and try to come up with sort of a plan for the next year. Because I feel like if I can get a written plan, I don't know. I just feel like I have to be able to write it down and then work my intention setting off of that.
Yeah, I could. That's kind of what I do. I have a couple of stuff planned. I'm going to actually, like, take a bunch of stuff down after January. So it's going to be, like, all the fall shit's coming down so I can do all the new stuff. Mm. And just kind of rolling out from there. I'm going to make a Patreon. So it's kind of like a subscription box for soaps, but not exactly. Mm-hmm. And go from there with it, because it's kind of fun. So, this month has been insane. Like, I sold more than 35 bars of soap. Also, I sent you a shit ton, by the way.
I was just thinking as I got in the shower the other day, and I was like, where'd all my soap go? My husband's like, well, I just used whatever bar's been in the shower. I'm like, man, come on. Like,
I put one in there for him. Oh. So I sent him a Hearn bar.
Yeah. So anyway, I forgot what my point was with that. The point is, for me, I haven't set my words yet because I haven't written down my plan for the year. And because my spirituality is so wrapped up in my business that I think I'm having a hard time separating the two. So I'm like sitting with these feelings over this past week of, one, I've been sick, so I feel really shitty.
Yeah.
And two, wanting to make something, but like one, I don't have anybody I need to make something for. So, like, I don't need to make a hat for my kid. You know what I mean? I don't need anything specifically for myself, and I don't have anything that needs to be sold or sent because I deactivated everything. So it's like this feeling of needing to make something, but for no purpose. And I have a really hard time making something for no reason. And I'm trying to figure out why I have that problem. Cause I find myself constantly feeling like, how can I offer this to other people? You know what I mean? So I'm trying to get real down, like a little bit of shadow work, figuring out why the fuck I can't just make something for the fun of making something.
Maybe you're, like, stuck in that cycle where you, like, give too much of yourself out, and so you can't, like, stop because that's how you feel, like, you're fulfilled, but you're not. You know what I mean?
I know,
like,
that I have
you're putting, like, too much out there, and you're not enough for yourself, so you feel like everything has to go out. You know what I mean?
That might be part of it. I also feel like this is something I've struggled with my whole life, is I never really feel proud of myself for anything that I make unless other people are proud of me.
Okay, so like the validation when people like order it and stuff. I get that a lot too.
Yeah.
When it's like I sell out of something, I'm like, yay, people liked that one.
Validation seems like almost a dirty word to me, which tells me I have a lot more work to do still. But like even when it's not something I'm selling, even if it's just something that I've made or done, I have a very hard time being proud of myself unless, like, my mom or my husband or my kids are like, oh, mom, that's really cool. Good job. I can't ever just think that for myself first because I'm always like, this fucking sucks. This is terrible. Why'd you even do this? You know what I mean?
So you're such a fucking... What's your rising sign?
Libra.
Yeah, okay.
Cancer moon, so I'm like...
You just hate yourself a lot, but you want to, like...
It's a struggle, man. So I'm trying to, like, take this week to sort of sit real still and figure out, like, what can I do to make myself proud this coming year? Not proud because my husband's proud of me, not proud because my family's proud or my kids or whatever, but, like, me specifically proud of something.
I think that's a good goal.
Oh, but it's fucking hard, man.
Well, yeah, but that's what makes it so good. Like, it's going to be so fucking worth it at the end. You know what I mean?
I gotta figure it out. And it's like, when you said it, the validation that I apparently need to feel from other people. And I always prided myself for not really caring what people thought very much. But apparently, when it comes
Well, there's a difference also, like, in caring what people think about you and caring about the effort you have done, because I feel like you can separate you from the effort, you know what I mean? Like, right. You can think you're the baddest bitch ever but still hate something that you produce, you know? Like, oh, it's a different type of caring.
That you just say, you just said that, because I was woken up this morning by like I forgot to turn my phone on silent for Instagram, so I did a little like bloop and it woke me up, and I went to check it. And it was someone over in England who tagged me in a picture saying that they found one of my intention candles in a charity shop for $1 and bought it. And they're all about like zero waste or whatever. And so, and I was like, okay. So a few things came to my mind first. One, how awesome that somebody decided to give my candle a second life, you know, by picking, you know. Whatever.
How did it get in England?
Okay, so then there's only a couple ways this could have happened, and this is what I'm sort of struggling with. Probably 2 years ago, some girl reached out to me who was like, she had a blog and all this stuff, and she's like, I'd love to try some of your stuff and review it on my blog. And at the time, my business was pretty small, and I wasn't like super financially able to provide a ton of shit, so I like scrimped up and I saved her and I like put together a box that I thought would be, you know, judging by I read through her stupid blog and all this stuff and picked a few things that I thought she would enjoy and was expecting her, you know, because she was like, oh, I'm gonna write a blog post about it, whatever. Well, I sent it all over there and it was like $50 for shipping.
Yeah, shipping all this,
she didn't pay for anything. And I sent it out, and then she did one mention of it in her stories, never wrote a blog post, never even told me anything except for, oh, yeah, I received it, thanks. And I never heard anything again. And I was, like, trying. So one, I had to sort of tell myself, well, number one, she didn't guarantee you anything. Number two, maybe she didn't like the stuff. That's fine. Number three, you ran that risk when you decided to send this out to a person who reached out to you to collaborate. So you took that risk, you know? Mm-hmm. And now I'm less likely to, like, well, fuck ever. If you're really that interested, you're going to buy something from me. And I do giveaways and all that stuff, but, like, you know, when I got tagged in that today, and I know, like, I've only sent probably less than 5 packages to England. Mm-hmm. So I knew off the top of my head it had to be, and I'm almost 100% positive it was that girl who, one, reached out for the stuff, and then,
you know, put it in a shop. Yeah.
Donated it. Which is hard to be mad at, because somebody else saw it and was like, oh, I should pick this up. And then found me on Instagram.
Yeah.
And, you know, tagged me in it, which is nice. But at the same time, like, it was one of the self-care intention candles, which was, like, one of my more favorite creations that I've offered. So
I still have one. Like, I saved that one.
And then I felt stupid for having my feelings hurt. You know what I mean?
I don't think it's stupid to have your feelings hurt about that. That's kind of a low blow.
$1. Like, maybe if it... She didn't tell me if it had already been burned or not. But, like, $1. Like, the ingredients inside that... Just the oils and shit alone are worth more than $1. Like, what?
I mean, that's usually what they have them for at Goodwill. Like, the random candles that they have at Goodwill.
It's expensive. It's ridiculous. Oh. I don't know. Either way. So, obviously, I have a lot of, like, vulnerability. My vulnerabilities are tied up in my work. And so I need to sort of untangle that a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
And sort of figure out, like, obviously, I didn't solve my self-confidence issues over the last few years. I just sort of moved them into something else. Like, I need to move it back out. Like, I thought I did a good job, but apparently I was just like, no, I'll just, you know, scooch that over here, and then look, I'm well adjusted and fine, and now I need to fucking pull all that shit back out again.
That's just my brain all the time. Just, it just moves things from one place to another, I think.
Well, I sincerely, like, fooled myself into thinking, like, God, I got this, but now I just realize, like, I'm hypersensitive to people's judgment of my creations. So,
it's almost like putting a little bit of yourself and, like, making little Horcrux to send out to people.
Basically.
And if they're mean to your Horcrux, then it, you know, it hurts you.
That sounds really silly to say.
No, it does. It was, like, the whole basis of a book we were both pretty into.
Yeah, I know. So, I don't know. Did you already figure out your intentions for the year?
Well, I'm working on, like, a very short ebook on tarot that's just, like, super basic interpretations, and, yeah, so that's one, and the other is I keep getting the fucking, Hierophant as, like, which is my favorite card anyway, but I keep getting it in readings for, like, what should I set, yeah, I think I'm gonna be a fucking professor.
That makes sense.
But it keeps coming up after I do things with the Satanic Temple stuff. So,
like, it's really calling to your desire for, like, organization and order and easy to follow guidelines.
Well, that and I think activism, which is why it's so fucking funny that my card is justice. Because
funnier.
Yeah, it keeps, like, the stuff that I get emails from them about, we only have a Friends Of chapter, and they're down in Vegas, but they do a bunch of drives, but right now the main headquarters one and all of the Boston ones are doing, it's called Menstruating with Satan, and so you donate period products, and they put them in all the homeless shelters.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, because, people don't have access to it, so they use the disposable cups instead of pads and stuff, because you can use them for multiple days at a time and then just keep it with you, mm-hmm. kind of a thing. So it's just, like, random ways to donate to stuff is when it keeps popping up. So I'm trying to kind of go with it and see how that works out. But I am a member of the Satanic Temple now, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, I saw your little certificate. That's cool.
Yeah, Zach's is the one with blue upside down crosses, which is cool. Mine looks like a gravestone, because of course it does.
I did say the other day, maybe I was talking to myself. I feel like I was talking to a person. Maybe it was you. Was I talking to you? About how I wanted to create an online course for people.
I saw it in your stories.
Maybe I was talking to everyone.
Yeah, because you were like, what kind of things would you want me to do? And I was like, I don't think everything is the right answer. So I'm just going to let it sit and see what other people say.
Well, that's pretty much the answer I got was everything. Like, if I could split it down. The problem is we kind of use this podcast as an outlet for the things that we feel like we have some insight on.
Yeah.
So it's hard to decide, well, now I'm going to take what we talk about and type it up, basically.
Yeah, that's kind of, well, we kind of do that with the newsletter and stuff for mm-hmm. Patreon, where it's like we put extra stuff in there that we don't really necessarily do like a step-by-step instruction for mm-hmm. kind of a thing. Or we have the group where there's like different stuff, and then you did the herbs and the crystals minis for Patreon too, which is like, so you've already done it kind of, where people are like paying for stuff, so you can do it. It's not that outside.
I don't know, it feels, I feel like I'm just not done pondering things yet. So, but I still have time, because technically New Year's isn't for, like, another day, so.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. That's pretty much all I had, but I'd be really interested to find out what other people's card or cards for the year, because if you're like me, then you got two. Technically, you could always break it down into two. You can either leave it. Oh, and I should mention that the Fool is automatically 22.
Oh, okay.
Because it's
let me see what happens when I get. How do you get two? So you add everything the same way?
Yeah, it doesn't matter how you add it up, but if the first answer you come up with is 22 or below, you leave it. You can leave it, or you can break it down again.
Okay.
So, like for me, I had 14, but if I wanted to add the 1 and the 4 together, I would get 5, which would be the Hierophant, or I could leave it 14, which was.
So I have Justice and the fucking Magician.
That goes along with your Satanic
Temple. God damn it. No, the Magician came up in another, because I've been doing the tarot challenge in my group, and the Magician popped up a couple of times for like weird shit like that too, and I'm just like, really?
Masculine energy floating around. Like,
I mean, that's all I ever have is like the the most stereotypical male energy in the tarot, which is like hyperlogical and non-emotional and like, but then on the things I need to work on spreads, it's always fucking cups. And I'm like, I'm aware, thank you.
It sounds pretty straightforward. Some emotional lady energy in there.
Which is weird because I don't have any, the one I don't have in my birth chart is Earth. I don't have any Earth signs except in Venus, which I guess is why I'm surrounded by fucking Virgos. But
what, you're so, water, you have water, yeah.
I have one water and the rest, I have one water and one air, and then the rest of the signs are fire.
That's similar. Yeah, that makes sense, though.
But there's no earth, so I'm not very grounded, but then the energy that I get is all like, you know, you need to balance and be a little less grounded.
Maybe that just means you're extra good at compensating for your.
I don't know. I think it just means my brain is a neurotic, weird place. Because I am I'm a Sagittarius with a Gemini moon and Aquarius rising. So it's just nothing likes anything. Yeah, we'll see the Hierophant. Like, nothing in my brain agrees with anything either. Because Gemini and Sagittarius are directly opposing.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, I forgot to mention there is another website I looked at called thetarotschool.com, And they have a section on, you can actually put in your birthday and all that, and they'll tell you what your birth cards are, so you don't even have to add if you don't want to. But if you look deeper into it, they kind of split up the imagery, the symbols, the astrology, the predilections that you're going to be in, not even just with one card, but like the two cards. A lot of times they're opposing cards. So it'll list out like the predilections that you may be gravitating towards with the two cards, and a lot of times from opposing. So like the constant eternal struggles that you might be having sort of playing out over your life, which I thought was interesting. So that might be another place to get some information. They had a little bit more.
Well, that also fits with the birth cards were the hermit and the moon. So it's like, fuck my life.
You're just doomed to be a scholar that lives in a cave that people come to for answers occasionally.
That's pretty much how I feel, especially this semester when I was in my little, like, during finals is when I got all of the, like, the most reading bookings I've ever had in a week.
Oh.
While I'm hiding in my little, like, apartment cave writing 45 pages of papers, like... So I feel like that's just my life. It's just I hide in a cave and people ask me questions.
I almost wish, I mean, I normally only have the 12-month reading active on the site, just because it's, I never think to take it down, and there's always, like, I get a couple a year for that one. But it takes me a really long time. It takes me hours to do that one because I got to go one.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah, but I'd like to do the smaller ones. Those seem, like, easier.
Those are my favorite. I have it on there where people can book, like, a Skype or in-person reading, and I've done one that way, and it was pretty good, but the ones that people seem to want the most are the, like, a six-card, like, PDF one. Mm-hmm. Where I just give them, like, the write-up, and I have pictures of, like, where it hit on the spread and everything. And I got, like, 5 in a week.
Oh, wow.
In the beginning of December. So it was just, like, I guess everyone's freaking out about it being 2020, but...
Feels like
a weird year. Finals. Yeah. It does not feel like it's 2020. I like that meme where it's like 2010 was 10 years ago, which is interesting because 1990 was also 10 years ago. I'm like, God damn it.
I feel old. Anyway, that's all I had. Like I said, I'm interested to hear what other people's cards for the year are, or if you figure out what your card was for last year and maybe see how it played into your life, or if you feel like it wasn't applicable at all. I mean, it's worth throwing out there.
It would have been death then for this year.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Now you have temperance. You're going from, like, massive upheaval to balance and moderation. That's probably good.
Hopefully. We'll see. Yeah, okay, so when are we... What? We didn't decide what our next subject's going to be.
No, because we wanted to talk about the structure that we're gonna change up in our intentions for the podcast, I think. So we talked about doing, like, mini seasons almost, where we pick a broader theme and we do a bunch of episodes, like, all about that theme. So look out for that kind of a thing. And I think we said this is gonna be the end of season one.
Yeah, I think so. And then we're gonna set up our sectioned seasons, which would be fun because I'm really looking forward to doing the famous witches in history, and I have a really good biography on Marie Laveau that I'd like to dive into.
Yeah, I think what we should do for that is, like, pick, like, 8 or 10 and, like, span different time periods, so it's like who is the person at this point, because that way we can kind of get into, like, Gardner and some of the founding for Wicca. We can get into Crowley and Scientology a little bit.
Yeah, that'll be fun. So I guess setting up lists for that, and then obviously working on our book some more.
Yeah,
we're not working on a book.
Yeah, well, we had a couple chapters outlined, I think.
Yeah.
I don't remember how far we got with it.
I had to give it a break, but I'm going to be back to it this year. It'll be fun. But
yeah, I think it'll be good. I think maybe one of the things we could do is, like, just some back-to-basics things for the first couple for the new year. I think that'd be cool. Like, maybe do, like, basic moon phase activity and, like, different divinations or something.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, so that's all I have.
That's all I had too.
Yeah. Yay! Well, there's going to be a couple of graphics then, because we want to know everybody's card of the year, and we also want to know what your New Year intentions are, so look for those on Instagram and Facebook. If you don't know how to find us on there, on Facebook, we are Pine Cones Ampersand Moonstones. It's the weird thing that looks like a three with a line. On Instagram, it's Pine Cones and Moonstones. And on Twitter, it's Pinecones MO1.
Thank you for remembering all the technical stuff.
I looked it up this morning because I was like, I don't remember what I'm supposed to say.
Okay, give me. Sorry, I got the. I guess this is my time. It's time to wrap it up.
Hi, Marley.
All right, so. Until next time, don't be a dick, eat your vegetables, and stay hydrated.
Bye.
Bye. Get off, please.